Excellent. Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. My favorite poet is Jalaluddin Rumi. He's a 11th century poet who said that let the beauty we love be what we do. As business and systems analysts or product managers, traditionally we have spent way too much time documenting requirements. Of course, with the advent of Agile and Scrum and in other similar methodologies, we are not doing a lot of documentation. However, there is a gap that's forming, which is how do we manage knowledge? Obviously, requirements of all different types constitute a large body of knowledge, which is perhaps one of the most important assets that organization has. So how do you manage knowledge but still be agile is an interesting problem. And you'll see how Integrate can help you. And Integrate is a product that's a requirement solution that sits on top of Team Foundation Server and integrates with all the various Microsoft solutions like Office and SharePoint. The space that Integrate works in is either whether you're looking at Agile at scale, so you are not just looking at doing Agile in a very simplistic way, but actually looking at it very seriously and sort of looking at how does a large organization manage large projects. You're looking at hybrid models like AgileFall or the variations of hybrid models out there today. And certainly newly emerging models in that space, as well as structured requirements. Although many people are moving to Agile, there's a lot of people that are continuing to develop on what they've learned over the last decade or two in terms of how requirements should be done. Just as I take you through some concepts around requirements engineering, so traditionally, you were probably using Word, Excel, and Visio, or you were using some third-party tool for doing your requirements engineering. Now, of course, TFS has built a really good requirements database that we leverage and provide a full requirement suite on top of it. But just before I do that, I would like to share with you an idea that I think is really important. Every 18 months, we double the power of the hardware that we're working with. And there was a lecture I was listening to at the Idea City, which is a Toronto-based endeavor supported by CBC. And there was a speaker there from the Propulsion Laboratory in California, and he was talking about this concept that as hardware is improving every 18 months, how does software keep up with it? Or certainly the innovation that we do using software as software engineers in one capacity or the other, how do we keep up with that evolving technology? And you will certainly see, as I think a lot of speakers have talked about change today, you will see that change only change faster. And it does provide to us a very interesting opportunity. So say you're building a solution and you do a sprint and you build a solution, you build some code that you can share with people. That's an instance of in the universe of possibilities. It's a single instance, but there could be many instances. There could be parallel possibilities that you should be able to analyze and come up with the right solution. With faster computers, in fact, one of the key things this fellow said is that the human mind has 1 million billion instructions per second is what we do, what we process today, and it is expected by 2020, a laptop, which costs $1,000 today, would have the ability to have the same speed of instruction processing, the speed of the human mind. 1 million billion instructions. That means the art of the possible is great. And when it comes to requirements, of course, the Agile movement is managing requirements in a very interactive fashion, that I think you'll find in the next 5-10 years, there's going to be a tremendous amount of innovation in being able to develop parallel solutions at once without having to code a lot and come up with a solution that can, through some sort of natural selection, evolve itself into what might be the best possible solution at any point in time. And that's the kind of thinking that drives EDF Technologies in developing the solutions that we do and are currently doing research on. Now, recently when Visual Studio 2012 was launched, we were very pleased to be part of the simultaneous ship. We shipped Integrate 8, which actually we have a virtual launch on the 17th of this month where we will be showing the product and launching our product. But let me just take you through some key areas that we support in the SDLC. Of course, you can see we've put in all the stuff from ideation, definition, validation, documentation, reviewing, and collaboration as taking up most of the SDLC part. And all the rest of the stuff is on the side there. That's because requirements are really, really important. It is what you build. You can build the best product, you have the best engineers, but unless you know what you're going to build and can collaborate with your stakeholders, being close to your business, all of the development means nothing. So how do we go about developing requirements? Well, but doing using on top of Team Foundation Server, on top of Visual Studio, instead of having to use an IBM solution or HP or whatever other solutions you have, now you have an integrated solution within your Visual Studio ecosystem. We have extended TFS in a variety of different ways. One of the things we have done is we've added work item level baselining. So you can actually go through and at certain key points in time, baseline your work items, generate a difference report over time, roll back your data, or review past data at a point in time. So that's been really good. The other approach that we have taken that you'll see on the bottom right there is a knowledge management approach to requirements engineering. It's a semantic-based model for requirements engineering that would allow you to define a very rich set of taxonomies, such as for Agile to scale, and manage that information. So one of the key things that we have done, as I mentioned earlier, is that it is built on TFS. So there's no separate database that you have to synchronize with and manage information in two different places, manage the back-end operations independently. So it is the central database. And in fact, some years ago, as we were talking to the folks out in Redmond, and Brian Harry, if you guys know him from the Visual Studio Group, promoted the idea of TFS not only as a database, but as an enabling environment, because it is highly configurable. It is based on a semantic or a meta model. So we actually adopted TFS as the back end. This is the technology ecosystem we work in. So TFS is at the bottom. We integrate with Word, Excel, and Visio bidirectionally. And next to Word, you will see SmartDocs. And what SmartDocs is basically a Word-based authoring of your information that syncs up with Integrate and TFS. It's a bidirectional integration with Word. And this week, we actually showed a prototype of a technology that we're releasing called SmartOffice. And what SmartOffice does is basically takes Word, Excel, and Visio and allows content between these three systems to refer to each other as a live link to content across documents and at the same time be able to link it back to TFS. Right? So all Office products talking to each other with live link of content and also talking to Team Foundation Server at the same time and being able to sync in all these various ways. So Integrate provides not only a framework for developing a knowledge base of requirements of different types, but it allows you to reuse that information both at an atomic level and as packages, what we call specifications. You'll find that in large organizations, you may have, or certainly in large projects, you may have a lot of artifacts, a lot of information that can be reused. So consider a business rules catalog. A business rule catalog may be reused in multiple projects. If you're in a financial institution, you might have rules around how does credit card get managed. So you create a business rule specification and integrate, and you reuse it across multiple projects. Or common processes. You're doing shopping, you're doing online user management, and so on and so forth. So what you can do is you can start to develop a library of specifications and then reuse it across your enterprise. And now there is an agile approach to managing these requirements. We've been working with a variety of organizations. Some of them are listed here. Our biggest client is Microsoft. Microsoft uses our product in their global services, their US consulting services, and some of the product groups to work with TFS in terms of managing and defining their requirements. One of the major things that we have learned from this experience is that when people don't have a knowledge management approach, they tend to either not know what's done, or if somebody has already done the thinking, some other team cannot reuse it, and now they have to rethink it and replan it. I'll give you an example. We recently incorporated the works of Roxanne Miller on non-functional requirements. So Roxanne Miller wrote a book recently called The Quest for Software Requirements after a multi-year study. And that book catalogs 14 categories of non-functional requirements with over 2,000 questions in that book. We have incorporated that into Integrate and into 14 different specifications that you can use to elicit and define your non-functional requirements. Most of us probably don't think of non-functional requirements in great detail. So somebody's already done the work, they've done the hard work, we can bring it in and build on it as opposed to rethink it. This idea of rethinking is such a waste of time, which seems easy to do, is let me rethink how we are going to do security requirements. Guess what? 50 other projects in the organizations have rethought it and redone it, and perhaps differently. And now we have to rethink it. The other opportunity of reuse, think of your domain model. What does information look like? You're going to build 10 different systems. You're going to have information, how it looks like. I actually do a test when I have a small group to work with, and I say, let's take an email address. What's the minimum length and maximum length of an email address? And we're going to build a system that's going to work with the email address. And when I do this test, I've never, ever got two people to agree on what the minimum length and maximum length of an email address should be. If you build a system with no common understanding, you're going to get bad results. You're going to do iteration and sprints and after sprints and sprints. And you're going to be fixing it endlessly. If you have common definitions, we can solve the problem, right? And the answer, I understand, is 6 and 256. Email address, that's the minimum length, that's the maximum length, but no two people can understand on something that common as an email address. Now look at all the other information we manage. What do they look like? What are the business rules that govern a credit card number? There's a whole bunch of information that governs the information we manage. So let's define it once and let everybody in the organization use it. And that's what Integrate enables you to do. So here's a case study where we had a financial institution with 50 business analysts adopted Integrate in the first phase. Within 6 months, they had a 50% increase in productivity. And one of the things that they have to do is, because they're in the financial institutions, they are governed by SOX and other regulations and their internal IT governance and so on and so forth, And they have to produce good documentation. They have to show traceability and provide evidence that they have done things in a reasonable manner. And they actually said that they have gotten out of the document manufacturing business. Because when you create documents, it gets stale, it gets out of sync, it takes way too much time. In Integrate, what you're doing is you're building a knowledge base, and that knowledge base is an agile knowledge base with a small a, because it is normalized. There's no redundancy, and information is interconnected. And once you have that knowledge base, you can forward engineer all your documents, your diagrams, your simulation, and a variety of different artifacts from it. So we launched Integrate 8 recently, and the three key areas of focus for us were these three, to improve usability, enhance collaboration, and broader TFS support. So now we support TFS 2012. We support TFS on the cloud, the TFS preview, if some of you folks are using that, which, by the way, our clients love, right? Because you can have Microsoft manage all the infrastructure for you in the cloud, and you can just access those services. So we now support cloud as well. All right, so let's talk about SmartDocs a little bit more. So the idea behind SmartDocs is that it provides the ability to create a Word document that is intelligent and that knows how to sync itself with other Word documents, Excel, with Visio documents, as well as with Team Foundation Server. Right? So you can still be working in a document, but you're connected to all the other systems. At the most simplest level, if you're just using Office, and we run into a lot of people that just use Office for the requirements, you can still continue to do that. You can use Word, Excel, and Visio and have information interrelated, either as a live link or as a copy of information from different places, and then sort of transform the information within the documents. So that's a very exciting project that we started about a year ago, and now we are starting to see its fruits. All right, so that's just a SmartDoc preview there. All right, so one of the key things that we provide is the ability to integrate with SharePoint. So organizations manage the document management through SharePoint. So when Integrate generates the documents, so say you want to generate a requirement specification from within the knowledge base, so it'll produce a requirement specification with your use cases and your user stories and your traceability, and then you can publish that to SharePoint. But what we also do is we update the work items in TFS with a reverse hyperlink back to the document onto SharePoint. So your developers may still be looking at the work items, but when they want the details on the data dictionary or on a feature specification, they click on the hyperlink, and the document opens up from SharePoint, and they have access to all that information readily. So I've talked about a knowledge management approach. So in Integrate, there are multiple different dimensions of requirements. And when you open up Integrate, Integrate sort of took the inspiration from Windows 8 and built a tiles interface, and we took the inspiration from Office 2013, which hopefully we'll have sometime soon, and build the backstage and the rest of the user experience. But this particular taxonomy that you're looking on the screen, or certainly it's a partial taxonomy of the different types of requirements, is configurable. So you can define your processes, and you define your do your stakeholder analysis, and define your requirements from this knowledge base that you're building. But one of the key things that you can do from this knowledge base is you can forward engineer all your documents, right? So, and those documents are not just the 40 or 50 different templates that we have predefined within Integrate, but you can define your own document or your own taxonomy. For example, we have clients that use hybrid models. A big insurance company that we work with in the US uses a mix between Agile and CMMI. We have other clients that actually build highly customized process templates where they're actually looking at products and releases and components and packages and requirements and user stories underneath that because they build large manufacturing systems and they need that kind of a requirements model that suits their environment. The last thing that I want to mention here is that integrate forward engineers test cases. So once you've defined your requirements, Integrate will actually auto-generate your test cases. It'll generate your functional test cases, your integration test cases, and your UI test cases. These test cases, once produced, are forwarded to or saved in Team Foundation Server as work items. And we also create traceability between the test cases and the requirements, or the test cases and the user stories, or the PBIs within TFS. So you do your requirements, they show up in TFS, the test cases show up in TFS, and you end up getting the traceability between them. And of course, at that point, you can have your testers access this test cases directly from test manager or test professional. Right? So you'll find that Integrate provides a simple platform that integrates with all the Microsoft technologies that you're using today and normalizes that knowledge base, where you can now leverage that knowledge base to forward engineer all kinds of artifacts, save it to SharePoint if you like, or generate your simulation. Because one of the things Integrate does is that based on your requirements, we will forward engineer the UI of the system you're trying to build automatically. Right, so you can build your requirements, the UI comes out, you can review the stakeholders, update this, the UI is updated. The simulation we create today is based on XAML, XAML, and that means you can open up the simulation that we have produced in Visual Studio or in Microsoft Expression Blend. In fact, we will forward engineer an Expression Blend project. So if you're an Expression Blend Sketchflow user, you can actually take what we provide as a starting point and then fine-tune it to your needs. So here are just a couple of screenshots. One of the key things that we do is that, especially if you're working in some sort of agile to scale or a hybrid model, is provide a wizard-based approach for authoring. So if you're doing a licitation, you can sit with people and have the wizard walk you through the process that should be followed. What you find is certainly in most organizations, you'll have 10% of the people are really, really smart, but there's a lot of people who are just starting up, and they need the assistance. What should I ask next? How should I define this? And so a wizard-based approach in Integrate helps the 50, 60% of the people that actually can use the help in terms of defining the information and managing it more effectively. So in Integrate, you can, I'm just going to go to this one particular slide. So you can do your stakeholder analysis, you can do your risk planning and your project strategy work, you can do your process modeling directly in Integrate, and once you've done your process modeling, Integrate can automatically produce your use case documents, your test case document, your simulation from that process model. And the process is basically saying, how is the software being used, right? And so based on that, it will actually forward engineer all of these artifacts. So imagine if you did have to create those artifacts, right? If you did write a use case, if you had to do your flowchart or a swim lane, you had to write a pseudocode for your use case. If you had to do simulation, you have to do five different, and then create a traceability matrix. So you can be doing a whole bunch of things, which takes up a lot of time. But guess what? That information is actually summarized in some process, with whatever information it's traced to. So if you define the normalized view of that information, then integrate can forward engineer all the different artifacts from it, and then provide it to your developers in XAML, to your developers in TFS, your testers in Test Professional, and other stakeholders on SharePoint. So it just provides an integrated environment for the various project stakeholders. And that would be it for right now. Thank you very much.